This sicha is a summary from the sicha of the last days of Pesach in volume 22. It's a sicha that the Rebbe spoke on the last day of Pesach Farbrengen in 1967 and sections from the Farbrengen in 1977, and then it came out for publication in 1982. The sicha is about... it's one of the most well-known sichas about the custom of being careful not to eat matzah soaked with water. The Alter Rebbe writes in one of his teshuvas, he writes that whoever is a machmir tavayala bracha, if you're careful about this, not to soak your matzah in water, what we call gebrachs, then a blessing should fall upon you. The reason is, there's many reasons for this, but the basic idea is to be careful from a chshash, from a maybe possibility of coming to eat something which would be completely forbidden by biblical law. Because maybe there'll be a little crumbs of flour that never baked with this matzah, and that could cause, if it touched this water, that the water will touch now this flour and then rise and become chametz. Then the Alter Rebbe concludes, nevertheless, on the last day of Pesach, whoever is lenient about this, for the purpose of joy of the holiday, you will not lose anything out of this. At the end of the day, we see that the custom of our Rabbeim, our Nesiim, on the last meal of Pesach, we see that at their meals on the last day of Pesach, they were not just lenient about mixing their matzah with liquid, but they actually were careful to actually put their matzah into liquids. The question is, we know that it's Minhag Yisrael is Torah, but why on a custom like this to be so careful to dip their matzah in every single item? The Rebbe gives two possible explanations and then asks the question on it. First of all, we could maybe explain that the reason why they did this was because, as the Alter Rebbe said, if you do this for the Simcha of Yom Tov, then that alone is a good enough reason to do this. The problem with this answer is that we don't find that the Rebbeim should have done something so unique on Sukkot or Shavuos, the other special holidays of Shal Shogalim. We don't see that they should do something just for the Simcha Yom Tov. So why here do we have that they did specifically an effort to be mahadar to put the matzah into the liquid? We could say another possible thing is that they wanted to make a differentiation between the last day of Pesach and the first 7 days of Pesach. But that would also be difficult to say, because just to make a differentiation, they could have easily taken their matzah and dipped it in one time. And that would show the difference. The first 7 days we don't do that, and the 8th day we do. Why did they have to dip the matzah into every single thing? Simply, we could explain that the Alter Rebbe says that whoever's lenient about this for the purpose of Yom Tov doesn't lose out of this. That's because we want to actually emphasize that this is a chiddush, it's a novelty idea from the Alter Rebbe. Just like we find in the Gemara of the story of Reb Acha, the son of Rava, that he was extra careful with his hadas for Sukkot, that he would take specifically a kind of hadas that had only two leaves on one side and one on the other side, which is a super lenient opinion, but that was the opinion of his Rebbe, Rav Kahana. So he wanted to show that he's a follower of his teacher, therefore he specifically found a hadas that was like this. We could say that we did the same thing. The Rebbeim wanted to show that they are following Hayol V'Nafik Mipumi Dadar Azakin, since it came out of the Rebbe's mouth, such a line that if you're lenient on this, because of Simcha of Yom Tov, you don't lose out of it. They wanted to show that specifically that they follow his opinion. As we explained many times, the emphasis of Minhag Yisrael is Torah. That is a lesson for us. So what is the precise lesson of this, to be so careful that every single food should have matzah, shruya, matzah soaked with some liquid? To explain this, according to Chassidus, we have to understand the difference of Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach is the time where chametz is absolutely forbidden and we must run away from it at all costs. Shavuos is the opposite. We take the shtei halechem, the two loaves of bread. The Torah says chametz de'efen. It had to have specifically chametz. Why is this? Because the whole idea of chametz is haughtiness, elevation to feeling of arrogance, which is the source to all kinds of bad. And therefore, when we left Egypt, we had to stay away from this and run out of Egypt to stay away from chametz, haughtiness, with every possible way, to the point that chametz is not allowed to be seen and it's not even allowed to be findable. However, on Shavuos, it's coming after the counting of the Omer. We're much more purified. We have elevated, at least for a week, one time of seven midas, our seven emotions, of emotional attributes of chesed and chesed shebechesed, of every level of it, to a complete level. Especially, we did it 7 times 7, to the point that means that you transformed any darkness to light. So now when it comes Shuas, we're able to handle the chametz, and that point, it's not considered to be a haughtiness of bad. Now we can understand how it is on the 8th day of Pesach. On the 8th day of Pesach, we have already elevated the first of the 7 attributes completely of our emotions. We have purified it, we elevated it. So therefore, we're at a stage now that you don't have to worry. And therefore, you could not just could have the matzah with the water, but because you could, therefore, you do want to make this effort to do this, to show that we are specifically at this level of a humble level, of a refined level. Everything that the Rabbanon taught us, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, is Ke'enda Raisa Tikkun. They do it similarly to the way it is in the laws of Torah. The Torah tells us that 6 days, Sheshes Yom Teicha Matzis, for 6 days you should eat Matzis, Ubiyam Ashviya Teres Lashem Alkecha, it should be a holiday. Says the sages teach us that just like the 7th day of Pesach is an reshus, it's optional time to be able to eat matzah. We learn from his that the 6 days is also optional. Only the first night of Pesach, it's biblical obligatory mitzvah to have matzah. Chassidus explains that when you say that something is optional, it's actually a higher level. Because when you need to have a commandment to do something, it means that you're uncertain, you're not at a good frame of mind stage, and therefore you need to have a commandment that you must do this to help you to stay on track. But when you say something is optional, that means that you're already strong enough on your own will to do the right thing, and that's why something that's optional is even a higher level. Therefore, the 6 days and Shvi'i Shel Pesach, when we learn out this whole thing that it's optional, is even a higher idea. Just like we found before regarding the last day, we also now have this connection with the 7th day, that just like on the 7th day is coming from the beginning, it's the completion of the first day when we left Egypt, which that level was a level where Hashem revealed himself with his full glory, with his glory and his whole essence. The completion of this was in a way that we were not allowed to eat matzah because they had to run away from any of the stuff. When did it completely absorb into us? On Atzeres, which means absorb. Atzeres, Tiyalachem, it should be a holiday, but Atzeres also means it's now connected and absorbed and became part of your insides. And this is the idea that in the 7th day, coming from the revelation of when we left Egypt, which happened from a revelation from above, we didn't earn it, we just Hashem took us out. And then we have the level of the 7th day of Pesach, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which was the day we went out of Kriyas Yamsuf. We went through the splitting of the sea. That was the completion of the exodus of Egypt, because the fear, the dread of the Egyptians was completely nullified because they all drowned there. Therefore, on that day, we're on such a high level of the 7th day of Pesach, it's a complete reshus. However, when it comes to Achron Shel Pesach, now it's the last day of Pesach, that's a different story. We're ready after a full week of working on ourselves with the Omer, of working on ourselves with our emotions to make them proper. Now it's already considered to be a reshus, and therefore I could do it, and not just reshus, but I should do it and connect it to the water. And this is the explanation that on the 8th day we have now reached to this level. That's what it means, what the Tzemach Tzedek said, that and the previous era brings it down in the Sefer Asichas from Tavshin, that he brings down that the Tzemach Tzedek said that the last day of Yom Tov is called the end, it's the end day of Yom Tov, because it's the end from the beginning. The beginning was the redemption from Egypt, which Hashem sent it through Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's considered to be Moses' holiday day. And then the last day of Pesach, which Hashem would take us out of this exile, the complete redemption, the final redemption, which Hashem does through the coming of Mashiach, comes out that the last day of Pesach is the Messianic day, it's Mashiach's day. And that's why the Haftarah of Achron Shel Pesach is all about Mashiach. As we see, that's the day where Hashem is going to bring the star from David. Mashiach is going to be the descendant of David. And as the Haftorah goes through in great length of the different promises that's going to be, that it's going to be like, even like the Rambam says, that it's going to be with the wolf will live with the lamb, and the world will be filled with God's knowledge, and he will gather together the lost people from all over the world. And that's why the Baal Shem Tov is knowing that he also made a special meal, that the 3 meals of Achron Shel Pesach and the 3rd meal specifically is called the Sudas Mashiach. And that's all because the Mashiach's revelation is on that day. The difference between the two redemptions is that by the redemption, when we left Egypt, it says, Ki Baracham, we ran out because the evil, the Ra, was such so bad, it was so strong that we had to run away from it. let's say Mashenkin, when Mashiach comes, it says Loi Bichipazin Teitzeu. That's because we don't have to go out in a haste, because it says Ve'esruachatuma Avrimin Aretz. This evil, impure spirit will be completely nullified from this world. There won't be any more evil, and therefore the tumah will be away from this world, and therefore we don't have to run out from it. And it's precisely this is the answer, because on the last day of Pesach, it's the Mashiach day, it's the redemption day, it's the revelation of Mashiach. Therefore, you don't have to be careful about the matzah not touching the water, because you're in a higher level. Because we're in a higher level, therefore you don't have to worry that anything will happen. In other words, the existence of the bad is completely transformed. As we see in the Haftarah, he says that when Mashiach comes, the hands of the little nursing children, they will be able to put their hands on the openings of where the snakes come out, and the weaned off children will be able to put their hands where the vipers' dens are. So you see that's because the world itself will be transformed, the evil into good. And this is why also the halacha is, and you see this also at the end day of Mashiach day, that what halacha is that if you have chametz after Pesach is over, but before you finish the meal, you can have chametz. And when you bench, you still have to say Chag HaMatzah says that. Why? Because you see that it's the world, the day, even after Pesach, it's not the Yom Tov anymore, it's transformed, even though it's still saying it's part of the meal of Yom Tov, but it's transformed, they can even have chametz. The Torah always talks in general terms and specific terms, and this is the idea of the first and of the seventh day and the eighth day. And in Israel, the eighth day is part of the seventh day. They have their Mashiach meal already then. Because when you have the splitting of the sea on the seventh day to the point that not one Egyptian survived it, and which means that there was no more dread from the Egyptians, and that leads you to the next day of Achron Shel Pesach, when the evil spirit will be completely gone because the world is completely transformed. And it's like what happened on the seventh day, we could see it from there, we understand it. It says that the revelation was so great by the splitting of the sea that you were able to point, modern Oisei Be'etzva, and you were able to say, Zekeli, this is Hashem. And even every maidservant was able to see unbelievable revelations, and even great prophets aren't able to see it. And this is that it happened by the splitting of the sea, and that brings us to the level of Ashapcha, that the world was transformed. That's going to happen with the days of Mashiach, that the darkness turns into light. And this is the idea of connected, that the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the matzah is reshus, it's permissible, because that's the day when it's the world is leading into its freedom of the infinite light to come into the world. And this idea, it happens when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, there's not even going to be a struggle. It'll be days that you won't have that the struggle piece to it. But nevertheless, that will be the days where there won't be any hunger, war, jealousy, or fighting, and the world will be filled with Hashem's knowledge.